Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. USDA confirmed early this morning that an agreement has been reached with Japan to restart U.S. beef exports to Japan after the country conducts inspections of U.S. beef-producing plants. U.S. and Japanese officials came to the agreement after 2 4-hour video conference sessions yesterday. We'll discuss what traders will make of the announcement in just a few minutes with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Early calls for slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are mostly steady, but there are some lower tones in certain areas, terminals called mixed, but most locations are seen steady to weaker, tops from $56 to $64. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $56. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, June 20th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,767 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $70 to $83. The weighted average, $77.42, a gain of 36 cents for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.50 to $65. The weighted average, $61.58. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 14,387. The base price range, $70 to $85. The weighted average, $80.64, a loss of 23 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $59.11 to $64.30, and the weighted average was $61.82.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, happy first day of summer to you.
Same to you. The summer solstice was at 7:26 Central Time this morning, and that's when the sun's direct rays are pointing on the Tropic of Cancer. Farthest north those rays get. So today's our longest day of the year. In most of Illinois and Indiana, slightly over 15 hours of daylight. The day is slightly shorter in southern sections and slightly longer in northern sections. But here in Champaign-Urbana, 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. And our midpoint of the day when the sun is highest is at 12:55 p.m. Central Daylight Saving Time. That midpoint of the day is a little earlier to the east, a little later to the west. So it's probably about 2:50 p.m. Or 1:50 p.m., I should say, just before 2 p.m. in the western parts of Indiana. Of course, being on daylight saving time and well to the west in the time zone, the midpoint of the day actually comes pretty late, about 1:50 p.m. or so. So that's the astronomical stuff. The warmest weather of the year typically lags by about a month, although some very warm air and humid air will be in place across southwestern and south-central portions of the Midwest Corn Belt today. Our dew point temperature is above 70 degrees here in Champaign-Urbana, and temperatures will get into the 90s across much of Missouri and central and southern Illinois and west-central and southwestern Indiana today. Cooler air to the north in part because of showers and thunderstorms, and boy, there's been lots of rain in some spots over the last 24 hours up north. Now, yesterday and the day before, I heard some of our analysts saying they don't understand why the markets are down because it hasn't rained in their areas and it's still very dry. Well, part of marketing, of course, is not just what has occurred, but also what the forecast is. And the forecast has been for wet weather across the Midwest, and indeed, more rain is in the forecast over the next couple of days. During the last 24 hours, some locally heavy rains fell across north-central Iowa and south central Minnesota. Also, portions of eastern Iowa getting heavy rain. Northwest Illinois getting heavy rain. Parts of southern Wisconsin getting heavy rain. Also, overnight in western Ohio, some places picking up well over an inch of rain. Now, not every place has gotten rain yet. It's still dry over portions of central and southern Illinois, portions of Missouri and south central Iowa. So there are indeed some very dry fields, and that has producers in those areas, of course, nervous, and rightly so. But the forecast is still for showers and thunderstorms as an area separating the very warm, humid air that's over the southern Midwest with cooler, drier air to the north will slowly sag south over the next couple of days. So if it doesn't rain on your acreage by the time we get to Friday night, then start to be concerned that it's going to be dry a little while longer. But I think most of the Corn Belt is going to get significant rainfall. Rains have already come to areas that were very dry in northwestern Iowa and parts of South Dakota, and some areas in south central Iowa are expected to get rain. In fact, a severe thunderstorm watch was just issued for portions of Nebraska and Iowa, and that watch area includes southern and central Iowa and eastern Nebraska specifically, and is in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. An outbreak of severe weather is expected across portions of northern Illinois, northern Indiana, southern Michigan, southern Wisconsin, northwestern Ohio, and then back across Iowa and also into Nebraska today. A widespread outbreak of severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds possible up that way. So it's going to be an active day, and then the wet weather sags southward as we go into the next couple of days. It will turn drier this weekend, at least for a time, with cooler and less humid air. No heat stress expected. Looking at some other areas very briefly in the Delta, looks like below average rainfall during the next week, so some stress will be building there, especially in Arkansas. The Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, they are expecting some showers and thunderstorms this weekend that will cause some harvest delays. And in the Northern Plains spring wheat belt and in the Canadian prairies, we are starting to get concerned about dryness in western sections. So say out in Montana and the western Dakotas, it may start to turn a little too dry there. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 472, down 1, last trade up 3. September, 482 down a half, last trade up 2.5. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 365.25, down 1.75, last trade up 1.5. September at 383.5, down 1.25, last trade up 2. July corn, 229.75, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. December, 256, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. March, 267, down 3/4, last trade up 2.25. July beans, 584.75, down a half, last trade up 1.75. September, 598.25, down 1, last trade up 1.5. Noves, 611.5, down a half, last trade up 1.25. January, 621.5, unchanged, last trade up 2.5. July soybean meal opened at 177.50, up 20, last trade up 40. July soybean oil opened at 24.30, up 2, last trade up 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
Two marathon video sessions yesterday, 4 hours each, and now it appears that we have an agreement to ship beef back to Japan once again. What will traders make of this?
Well, yeah, it's the big day has finally arrived. We've been talking about this for an awful long time. I don't think they're really going to make a whole lot out of it, as a matter of fact. I mean, we're called to open better, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be dramatically higher. I'd say, you know, 50 cents, something along those lines. It's been, I think, rumored to be in the works for an awful long time, maybe even more than rumored, almost taken for granted. It was only a matter of time. And it's also clouded a little bit by the fact that the paperwork and the details and so forth are still forthcoming, and it's going to take a long time. The Japanese have to arrange for on-site inspections of the U.S. plants and that kind of thing. So Obviously, it's got to be considered a little supportive, and probably gives us a longer term, firm floor underneath us. But I don't look for any fireworks as a result of the announcement today.
Over at the Merck, at the board, a two-sided day in corn and beans.
Yeah, that's probably right. I'm going to start off a little better. Good follow through in the wheat overnight, up a penny or two. Kansas City actually up about three, like you just said. But the the corn was looking pretty good most of the night and then faltered a little bit later. So, it still finished a half better or so, but it had been up almost two a lot of the night. So, going to be interesting to see. It's these yields are just looking, the yield potential is just looking super right now, and it's kind of hard to imagine corn being able to run up a lot. But it does seem like things might, a lot of the bearish news and so forth is getting a little old and saturated, so to speak. So, we could go sideways, maybe firm up a little bit here in the shorter term, but it's hard to get too optimistic on prices at the moment.
Thanks much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org.